episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Creative Lisa and Anonymous. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Be told. Oh, there is. The green light just went on. Be told. I just tried to go on again to Fakeologist and the same old fuzzy thing happened. So I'm not going back over there till it's fixed and wasting my valuable information. You're listening to Be Told episode, whatever the fuck it is. It could be 11. Could it be 11? Just did a great show with Dave J, which will probably be released by the end of the week on the Rockford Files. Rockford Files with James Garner. Dave's broken down that show. It was the Overton window was being used on the public to move you into different directions. These shows on the Bongversations are as good as anything I've listened to. Even though, look, I'm on it, but I'm not doing any of the great breakdowns. I'm just a useful idiot in the background that drops in some good information. And one of the little bits of information I dropped tonight was I've just been reading this book called It's No Secret, Real Men Wear Aprons, The Story of Freemasonry in Australia, edited by Peter Lazar, AM. As AM is am, and am is very powerful in the Masonic thing. I am. Does it mean Australian Masons or a Mason? Am. I'm not sure. Not sure. Anyway, on this, the logo, on this painting, on this cover of It's No Secret, has a little, it's not a plinth, it could be a little, the little square thing where people stand behind. What's it called? Is it the plectrum? Pectrum? Whatever. It's got the word there, so it's got IOI. With a circle with a point in the dot in the middle of it, which is also a Saturn logo. It also stands for, you can say it now as LOL. LOL, 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 that you get LOL when someone's laugh out loud. So that's definitely an ancient symbol, just like all the other ones on your smartphone. You have a look at Google, you've got the Masonic apron. When you look at Facebook, you've got the Tubal Cain. Exact same logo. There's no arguments entered into with this stuff, folks. Hey, folks. Alan Watt. No, there's no arguments entered into. So you listen to Rick on Be Told, and it's actually the 10th of November 2024. And I'll come and do a bit of a babble because I haven't done a Be Told for 3 weeks, is it? Would it be 3 weeks? Talked about, we did a funny kind of Rick and Rollo last night. There's nothing to do with what my vision is for Rick and Rollo, Nostalgia Hour. It's just me and him, no one else. No one else. Mate, look, if Frank wants to, he can. There's a few people that can, actually, to be honest, but not the people that was on there last night. No. Too many talkers, and talker over the toppers does not work with me at all. At all. So Rick and Rollo, next time will just be Rick and Rollo and maybe one other person. Any female, though, even 10 females can come on because it makes a balance between the two alpha Rick and Rollo characters. Guaranteed. Any female, open invitation. Doesn't matter if there's three others on there, no problem. We'll talk over the top of you anyway. You know that. You do know that, don't you? Yes, you do. So anyway, on this wonderful 10th of November 2024, what can we talk about? So the last week, or since I've last done my last Be Told, Donald Trump, Tronald Dump, Biff Tannen, et cetera, is now the president of America. Has anything changed? Well, he would have upset a lot of people, including the people I was talking about last week when I was talking about it, possibly on Fakeologist, where I had friends that were having a drink in the bar, and one of them went over and borrowed a MAGA hat off someone sitting at the bar and came back and sat at the table, and four people stood up and jumped up and down, and one of them stormed out and never came back. That fourth person, the one that stormed out, put a bet on with the guy that had the MAGA hat on, a $500 bet. And he's never going to get... I might have mentioned this last night, so I might be repeating myself. But anyway, he lost his money. You saw by the actual... the media's shown images, which I guess are accurate, of who voted what. So the whole of America looks like a giant red... So America's been converted into a giant red country, if you believe colours. And tones. Not enough blue to make a purple in America at the moment, according to the media. So take that with a grain of salt or an ounce of salt, whatever. Very interesting to see. So Donald Trump's come in. He wiped the floor with her. Kamala. And he's, I think, you know, the fact that he was on Joe Rogan's show, which most, you might think, yeah, he's 60 years old, he's a has-been. I've just had my 18-year-old, working with me for 3 days. And I've been listening to him, we're having conversations. So I'm really hip to what's going down with 18-year-olds. He knows all the stuff. And they love Joe Rogan. And that Donald Trump is a person that they imitate all the time and they think he's funny. And there's enough of the stuff that's been leaching out on social media, TikTok, et cetera. All these TikTok is full of conspiracy stuff, literally full of conspiracy stuff. I think my son's, he put a little, was it 2-minute, 3-minute parody of his exams or whatever, and he got 300,000 likes or something or other. Incredible. How fast someone can, no, not 300, it couldn't be, surely not 300,000, but it was a huge amount. 30,000, we'll just say 30,000. But, you know, the young people are all part of the social media thing, the Instagram, forget about the Rumble, Discord and Facebook. That's for old people, conspiracy theorists, according to him. Old conspiracy theorists. They moved on from Discord 5 years ago. As soon as I got on it, basically, they left. Mm. Interestingly. Anyway, we just did a really good... So, highly recommend, you, if you've got a half a brain, the new Bongversation that's coming out in the next week or so. Well, listen to the one we did last week on Malibu Creek, MASH, Logan's Run, and what else was the other show? Planet of the Apes. Great breakdown by Dave, a man who grew up in that area. So really interesting. You're listening to Be Tall.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And I got an email. I know it was a misconstrued thing, but I noticed that our last show from last week hadn't been recorded. Put out. So I understand Joel's life. Joel has a real job. He's got a life. He's got lots of other things. So I'm not the kind of person to go, where's our show? How come you didn't put out that? But I sent a message saying, look, I won't put anything else out till I see that, because obviously my intent was, obviously, you're busy and, you know, there's no point in turning into a quagmire of stuff. You've got, 10 people all doing shows and he's got to render them and he does a perfect job. Joel, I'm telling you now, perfect job of adding the way he blends the music in at the right time as I'm finishing off my last sentences on the conversation or whatever else on this Be Told Tonight, which I haven't even come up. I've got no idea what song I would possibly play. No idea. But Joel's doing a fantastic job and he's got a life out there. He's like me. He's got a real job. He's not living off other people and, you know, grifting away, getting suckers to pay into a, you know, he should be behind a paywall. He should be getting a lot of more donations than he's getting. This guy is offering a far more professional service. Although, obviously, I can't say anything wrong with fakeologist.com, apart from his useless fucking bot that he's got there at the moment. I think he's been targeted. Too much good information, possibly. I don't know about those audio chats. You're getting a lot of good information, sadly. It's called when you get 10 people all on or 15 on a show overnight, every bit of good information is lost into the ether. Absolutely lost. No one cares. No one listens. You know, you got maybe 30 people, if you're lucky, are probably tuning in and actually enjoying it. I used to actually listen back in the day. Because you had some real stars on there. You had Napoleon Wilson. Well, you had Rollo just embarrassing me, basically as a fellow Australian / New Zealander, was literally coming on drunk and playing what they used to call the greatest band to ever ruin a party, Pink Floyd, and playing stuff like self-indulgent misery music, like Shine On Your Crazy Diamond, a song allegedly, and no, it probably was written about Sid Barrett. But my God, and I've got to say I love the song, but it's self-indulgent. It's music to make you sit there and just dwell on some negative part of your life or feel sorry for someone or you. I don't know, or probably for yourself. I think it's a weaponized song. Great song. Shine On Your Crazy Diamonds, allegedly about Sid Barrett, whose father worked for MK Ultra, a scientist in America, was his son and sister, experimented on as younger children, who's to know, but I know he definitely did a lot of LSD. Tom Delpra, there's some amazing people on Fakeologist that always stand out to me, and Tom Delpra was one of them. Back from the old days. This is why I used to listen to those audio chats, because you had that kind of person. You know, these weren't net researchers that were sitting there Googling stuff as they spoke. These are people that had information in their heads. Great stuff. Napoleon, Tom. There was a group of really smart people back in those days before the big flare-up that happened with the Hoaxbusters crew and the Fakeologists, there was a big blow up. Some say deliberately done. I think Tom Delpra suggested that. Maybe not, but who's to know? But either way, there was a whole lot of people that went south and didn't speak to each other because Ab didn't remove something or other, and they blamed him and blah, blah, blah. So the Hoaxbusters crew disappeared. And then poor old Chris Kendall either pretended to die or did die or got murdered. One of the three, and he's no more. And John Adams is now sadly lacking. He's not around anymore, although he does share stuff to, I do believe, still. I don't listen to anymore, Jay Dyer. I stopped listening to him for some odd reason, even though he did some fantastic stuff back in the day. I actually own one of his books, and Moon Harvest bought me one of his books. So I'd never go and buy one, but wonderful Moon Harvested. I also, if you look on the cover of the Be Told, guess what T-shirt I'm wearing? Who's a member of that cult out there? Linda. Look at the T-shirt I'm wearing on the picture of myself on the pointing and Be Told. It's a Infinite Plane Radio T-shirt that was kindly bought for me by the best coffee maker in the area, in the world possibly, at Moon Harvest. Who I've got to contact because, look, we're just up the road from each other, but I don't drink coffee anymore, so I haven't been going into his cafe. Because it's too, you know, and I do recommend you give up coffee, even though I'm not feeling that great. There's something not quite right. I just feel lightheaded. whatever, every now and then, not feeling 100%. Is it digestive? Is it my 5G phone that I'm holding in my hand? Mr. 5G cynic that I was back in the day, he's got a 5G phone. He's got it in his hand right now as he speaks away to himself on the truthmeets.com, Rick, the Be Told Show. The Be Told Show. Anyway, so Joel, I assume you got my gist eventually, because I'm not a good texter when it comes to people misunderstand me, but what I was saying is I do not want to add to your already cluttered life and say, so I was going to just not do any shows on here till you cleared the thing, and you did it this morning. So fantastic. I think the site needs to be quality over quantity anyway. And not just saying I'm quality, but I'm saying there's no point in a whole lot of like Rollo getting on there blind drunk and just talking to himself. Nah. You want to get points out, and interesting things come out when you listen to a show. I reckon they've got to be an hour to an hour and a half, 2 hours max for a listener. Anything over that is unlistenable, literally unlistenable. You don't want that amount of information. You don't want to listen to 10 different people all talking over the top of each other. They are absolutely fucking terrible, absolutely terrible. I am no fan of audio chats. I do not care who's on them, unless it's maybe last. I did listen to one because Rachel turned up. She's another talent from the past. But you just got drunken babblers, and if they're not drunk, they're just fucking whatever. Some great people, but put them together, nah. Just individuals, two at a time, maximum, maybe three. Some kids over the road having a great time zooming down a grass bank on a push bike. No helmets on. Fantastic, just like my childhood. I love watching that. We've been pushed into the safety, and you know, helicopter parents, and you can't do this, you can't do that, you've got to wear a helmet. I fell off my push bike onto sharp gravel, and I've still got some of it in one of my left, I think it's my left knee. Every now and then I kneel on something, and it's probably a piece of gravel from one of the huge falls that I had in the 70s, cycling home from school, falling off my bike. Did I have a helmet on? No. Did I have knee pads on? No. Did I have a software tracking device in my pocket? No. Was I looking at TV as I got home? Yes. Banana splits. Cat weasel. Sesame Street, even. Sesame Street was written by guys in their 30s and 40s back in the day. Very clever writers, very funny. You know, Grover, Super Grover, Ernie and Bert. Hey, Bert. Ernie! Fantastic shows, very funny, well-written, and comedic. And younger kids actually learn things. I started watching Sesame Street when I was 5. It came on TV at 69. And did I learn more? I probably did learn more from Sesame Street than I did from the teachers at school, because I could not stand school. I hated it. And at no stage did I actually get any great information apart from was told to read some good books, and I did. I did learn to read that, I guess, but I probably got more off Sesame Street, to be honest. Open Sesame, there's a big word there. Say same. There's a whole, there'll be a there for sure. Great show. You know, Big Bird and Mr. Looper. Only a child of the 70s, or 60s rather, would know who Mr. Looper was, because it was Mr. Hooper that owned the shop, but Big Bird called him Mr. Looper. Interesting. There could be a there with that. Dave J. Fantastic shows, though, and full of humour and mathematics. It tied the two in, and you made you like math, counting, etc., became fun. Go to school, and you had this boring fucking curriculum of, you know, division and, you know, this and that, and they just dulled it down. So if you'd made it more interesting, like Sesame Street did, more people would have learned if they were allowed to watch that show. The Electric Company was on as well, but not so good. it was probably a good show. Education, though, is paramount. But obviously these shows in the 70s never got you that awake. They didn't tell you to question everything. There was no trivium in the Sesame Street, I would say. Like query, but does 4 and 4 really make 8? You know, actually, Sesame Street is probably more honest than your teacher at school. Yeah, and your science that you were given, and your TV, they would wheel in a TV on appropriate times. I do believe they did it to kids and I was 5 when the moon landings happened. They didn't bring in TVs that I remember, but I do remember. I actually more recall Doctor Who and the Cybermen on the Moon episodes, which were coming out exactly at the same time as the moon landings were happening back in 1969. Clearly remember being scared at 5 years of age on that show. Fantastic. Loved it. Really enjoyed Doctor Who. And Rick and Rollo, we've got Meditating as a Habit's been creating an amazing mix of Doctor Who, the goodies, and John Laws's theme for our Rick and Rollo shows, which will be in the near future. And these are not going to be fakeologist-related, and they're not going to have guests or anyone coming on talking over the top of people, because we already talk over the top of any other. There's no one else can talk over the top of people like me and Rollo. Absolutely just talk a lot. And we don't want anyone else in the room. And if you don't want to listen, don't even listen. There you go. That's how much I care about the audience out there. There are people out there that get good information, enjoy the shows, and don't feel the need to come on there and start babbling over the top of us. That's the audience. That is the audience we're looking for. We're going to talk about old TV shows and movies and music and place. Hopefully someone will come on that can play music. If we have to pay for the bot, we'll pay for the bot. And Verilicious can come on and play the music for us. There you go. And should be a welcome ingredient from that show. She knows how to handle that bot over on Fakeologist. Where I'm not doing anything like that over there. Finished. Boom. I'll come on and introduce the show if the audio is running right. But last night and tonight, I've just gone over there and done 10 minutes to 15 minutes. Yesterday, at least an hour, and it's just gone. Boom. It doesn't exist. And I don't want to do that. I'd like to be recorded if possible. Now, Marcus Allen, a fantastic talent out there, used to annoy an awful lot of people. I thought he was pretty good. He's back again, and he's had a terrible affliction. And it's interesting that for some reason, the last few Be Tolds or shows I've done, I've been talking about a thing called chronic psoriasis, which Dennis Potter suffered from. And I was talking about Dennis Potter in a number of shows. And it's interesting that Marcus Allen suffered from a higher form, which I.e. mean worse form of chronic psoriasis, where he was attacked by bacteria of any form. So just going outside was destroying his skin. His skin was lifting up, just like psoriasis lifts your skin up. Is psoriasis the same thing? I don't know, but I've had psoriasis of the scalp before, but not to the level that Marcus went through. Interesting that it's apparently only is an Ashkenazi tribe are the main people that suffer from it. Not sure, but that's what he said. I think we said Jewish people, but apparently it says Ashkenazi, so very small amount of people. Therefore, if they can't be running the world, if they can't fix a problem like that, you'd think they'd be more powerful. But because it's obviously a condition that needs your whole immune system to be either stopped functioning so it stops reacting. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him yet. I was in contact with him online a while, and he did want to do a show 2 years ago. And maybe he will come on to truthmeets.com because he sounds like he's in a really good form, and he had his wife on there the other day chatting away again on the. I'm a big fan, and I give Marcus the benefit of the doubt. Unlike most of the folkologists, what you call the hardcore that say, "Oh, he's lying, he's making it up." I don't believe that. I think he definitely looks like a very guy who's been through an awful lot. Sounds like it to me. Terrible thing. I mean, your health is the most important thing on the planet. And today, I went to the gym and I went to the beach for a swim, but it wasn't very nice weather today because they're spraying the fuck out of the sky as I speak. I took a photo and I put it onto Fakeologist, the Trans Chemtrails page, because I think, what's his name? I was going to say WTF. Brian, the producer, kind of the man handler of Discord on Fakeologist. He's a believer. He believes these things. And he did some amazing 10 out of 10, Brian. 12 out of 10 time-lapse stuff of the planes turning the sky white. Unfortunately, the time-lapse actually doesn't... You need to have a slightly slower time-lapse so you can actually see, because it just looks like these lines just arrived, but no. They come down very slowly, and I'm looking at the sky tonight. A couple of real clouds, and the rest is just total milky haze, and it's actually dripping down because it's the haze between now, say 2 miles away, is really bad, and there's no bushfires. There should be no haze. I should be able to look at those beautiful trees just like that, but nah, it's all hazy. So whatever they're spraying is coming down. Sparkler mix, barium, strontium, and aluminium, guaranteed. No arguments entered into. I'll go out there tomorrow and I'll look at my windscreens of my car, which I just water blasted yesterday, and they'll have a film over the top of it. Where did that film come from? Not from bushfires. Oh my God, there's a beautiful eagle flying around as I speak. Great big one. Beautiful sight. What an incredible thing. Those things can pick up baby goats. That's how big they are. These are big eagles, and they kill. If you've got chickens, look out, because those things are circling around looking for your chickens in your backyard, I'll be told. Yeah, so Marcus Allen, I hope he keeps going, and I hope he gets a full recovery from that absolute biblical era. I call it, it's a biblical condition to have your whole skin lifting up and bubbling. It would be a horror that most people wouldn't be able to get through, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Marcus, and I guarantee you now you will be a much more resilient, stronger man. You never would have thought possible. Never would have thought possible. Ooh. And you don't wish that kind of thing on any human. To be honest, there are a few people out there that should have got that, not you, Marcus. Anyone pushing the vaccine mandates, guaranteed. If you hear a lighter going off, it doesn't mean I'm like changing. It's because I have a puff. I put it down and it goes out. So one normal rolled cigarette might last me an hour and a half. So don't think I'm a chain smoker. You're listening to Be Tall, 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 Tall.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to Another Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Scott, that's the wonderful Sarah. About 50 H's behind it. And beautiful music. That is Joel singing and playing the castanets as he sings. What a talent that man is. What a talent. He'd be out there tonight working away on the railway system. Guaranteed. There's a hard-working man. He's not asking for people. He's not begging for money. Sorry, he's not grifting for money. There should be an unlimited amount of people sending him donations to listen to class, original TV shows. Well, discussions of TV shows. Bongversations are absolutely fantastic shows now. Who would have thought that Dave J could come on for an hour and a half and not scream abuse at anybody? Not bad. Did I think? Well, I always knew there was a there that, you know, we were going to do something eventually, and it took 8 years or 7 years, probably seven, Dave, probably seven, for us to get it together. And thanks to Joel, and it would never have happened if it wasn't for Joel. So Joel, you are the man. You are the man. You've created an amazing show by standing up the truthmeets.com. And even though Dave's not on there because he was, you know, he was behaving like he can do and spam botting anyone that was on there that he thinks is not as good as him, which he does, and he had to leave the platform. So we recorded on his platform and we sent it into Joel, or he does rather, not me. And Joel adds a song and the introduction. We're up to 14. I see an unlimited amount of shows coming out from me and him. We discuss stuff after we record, and I was going through a few movies, and we're just, I would say, just doing movies and TV and pop culture and books is what it'll probably stay at. And of course, we can talk about other things in between, but there's no limit to the entertainment industry. The interest out there, people love the behind-the-scenes talk, and he's got the behind-the-scenes stories of growing up around the Malibu area with a beautiful hills. He had MASH film there, the Logan's Run, Planet of the Apes. It's so many shows. And he breaks it down, and I go, wow, in the background. Fantastic. Really good shows. Dave, 14 out of 10. That's the Frank greatest score. No, it could be higher than that, but 14 out of 10, I say, so far. And thanks to Joel for having this platform. Please don't get angry one night and scrub it, because we're all talking here. I know you won't, but I'm just reiterating, you're doing such a great job allowing me to come on here. And I want to talk about chemtrails. I can talk about chemtrails. I'm looking at some right now. And the sun's going to go down and they're going to go pinkish. At the moment, though, when it is, Sydney, it's a purple, Newcastle. So I was at Newcastle at Rollo's house one night last week. And the roads around that area where he lives, the salubrious suburb in Newcastle in New South Wales, every house has a jacaranda tree, which come from South America. They're not native to this country. My son Googled it. He's good at that. He is. And there's this purple rain falling down, and on the grass right now I'm looking at the beautiful tree covered in purple, and the grass surrounding it is all purple as well. It's just beautiful. And I'd say Sydney and New South Wales is at its best at November. You know, it's November. It's just purple, completely purple. And speaking of purple, apparently there was another show from the Viralicious and Purple Play, and I urge those two to keep it up. Keep it up, and just block Rollo if he comes on, because he's not going to add to the conversation. Another drag. Those are good shows. Female voices are what's necessary for more the easygoing out there. They prefer to hear a nice female voice than two angry males fucking screaming at each other or talking over the top of each other. And that's another good thing about the conversation. I talk too much. Yes, that might be a surprise, but yes, I do. And I let him talk. I'll interrupt a bit, but he's got some amazing stuff. Mm. And speaking of blowing smoke, we were talking about the smoke and the holy smoke of the Vatican, how they change popes, pope change. And it'll be released by, I would say, the end of the week, if not the next couple of days. I highly recommend it if you're interested in Rockford Files. Mm. Great show. James Garner had a purple heart from Korea. Purple, suspicious colour. And I'll tell you an interesting anecdote if you want to talk about think that, you know, the walls aren't what they are represented by the official media. I was working in late 90s before during the Matrix. When I was working in the Matrix, I was also working for a government firm for a private contractor that was supplying security for a government building. And the boss was a ex-Army Ranger. The Rangers are quite they're not a Delta Force, but they're pretty good, highly trained guys in the American Army. You know, you've got your Green Beret Rangers and Delta is the top tier of more specialty trained, just like the New Zealand Army are trained the same level as Green Beret. The Weekend Warriors, just a territorial army in New Zealand, are trained the same level as the Green Berets. And that means you're trained in medical, weapons, and demolitions. So even the basic Weekend Warrior is what we used to refer to them as in New Zealand, extremely highly trained. But Rangers are the same, usually trained in multiple skills. Anyway, this guy was the boss. I found him to be interesting but an imbecile at the end of the thing. I looked at his handwriting and his spelling, and if that's a special force that he managed to get into with that level of the command of English, God help that department, the US Rangers. Chris Christopherson was a US Ranger who passed away. KK, it's 11-11, 24. Sorry, 22, or double that, 44. There were those numbers. But Chris Christopherson was a US Ranger. A very mysterious, interesting character, Chris Christopherson. But anyway, this guy that was my boss, he was telling me, he goes, in Vietnam, he goes, anybody got a purple heart? Anybody? He was from Georgia in America. He spoke, you know, anybody could have got one of those things. Anybody, he goes, you cut yourself shaving, you get a purple heart. And he was telling me the truth. He was saying that the purple heart system, it's meant if you bled during your service, they'd throw a medal at you. You could wear it on Veterans Day or whatever they call it in America. So just because someone's got a purple heart, James Garner, Korea, he may well have cut himself shaving or tried to shave his head and nicked his ear like Donald Trump. And you rewarded the purple heart. He said they were handed out like candy in Vietnam. This is a guy that he did two tours of Vietnam. And he left the army and married an Australian while he was over here. And what was his name? Gerald. G-E-R-A-L. That was his first name. Or J-E-R-A-L. Gerald. I'd never heard that name since or before. Gerald without a D, basically. But, you know, the things he was telling me was saying that there was a whole lot of scamming going on, but he didn't want to go back there because he thought that someone would probably want to shoot him because he thought they were up there doing no good over there. That was his words. And they were. They were kicking off farmers, people that were, you know, probably living off the land or whatever, and replacing them, pushing them into the city, into Hanoi and Saigon, where they had to get jobs in factories. That was part of the whole scam of Vietnam. He told me that. First person witness. I spoke to him a lot because, you know, it's a very boring job doing security, often sitting around chatting. And that's why I had so many interesting stories in the film industry. More interesting stories while I was sitting around Matrix, Dark City, Mission Impossible, Heart to Heart, Thin Red Line. No, I wasn't on that. So I was the safety officer at the Thin Red Line. I had heard more interesting stuff from that guy one night on that movie. I talked about it last time. It was called The President's Daughter or First Lady, whatever it was called. It had Marielle Hemingway was the star of the show. And I was sitting out there listening to this incredible, you know, having great conversations because I've always been into movies. The only thing I was interested in when I was from 7 or 8 years of age were film soundtracks and movies. I used to discuss them. I used to want to watch the movies. Now I've lost all interest in a lot of that. I like talking about it now as a kind of a nostalgia thing, but I'm not into, you don't see me rushing out to go and watch a particular film coming out. Joker 2 and the other one that just flopped, if they're gone, they are history from the local cinema down the road. They were there for 2 weeks and that was it. So that's Megalopolis or Megatropolis, whatever it's called. Flop, Joker 2, flop. Are they any good? Possibly. I think from I do trust IPS's reviews of movies, and he said that Megalopolis or Tropolis was so full of interesting things that it was like you were doing an exam while you're watching it to pick up all the things that they were suggesting. So it's highly recommended you see these films. Take a notepad with you. Take a notepad with you because they're obviously filling. And that guy, Adam Driver, with a nose that was, you know, play that kills Han Solo in the last, sorry, spoiler alert, in the last prequel of Star Wars. He keeps appearing in interesting movies. He was in that Ohio train crash movie as a big fat guy, portraying a Homer Simpson-like character. What I forget the name of that. White Noise, yeah. Adam Driver was in that. He is in Megatropolis. I'm not sure which. I just want to say both. As the hero in the film. Can you hear those birds in the background? All those beautiful, beautiful birds chirping away, making noises, making whistling sounds. I think one's a bow bird that made that whistling sound. Mm. Interesting bird. I can talk about whatever I want. So the bow bird, we've got them all over the place here. What they do, the male, finds a place in your garden and has a kind of a bow. He calls it the bow, where you go and his pad, so to speak. Then what they do is they fly around pinching purple and blue bottle tops, pegs off clotheslines, and they scatter this. So you got this purple or blue, mainly blue, all around the bow, bower, where he hangs out waiting for chicks to turn up. That's his way of attracting the females. He spreads blue or slightly purple colours out in a big circle around his hangout, and apparently the chicks love it. Their chicks, the female bowerbird, comes. They see how many blue things he's got, and they go, well, this is the guy for me. I'm going to reproduce with him. What a way to do it. The bowerbird, and that's, I think, in the background you can hear that kind of slight whistle. That's a bowerbird, and they make noises as well. So anyway, on this Be Told episode 11 or 12, who cares? They're all on truthmeets.com, all on truthmeets.com. I couldn't think of any song for the Bongversation, and I thought, for some reason, I've been too busy. You've been very busy lately, very busy. And I haven't been listening to lots of shows or music stuff, so I had no idea for any. So we put a T-Rex Cosmic Dancer song, which is a beautiful song by T-Rex, on the end of the Bongversation 14. A really nice song. T-Rex, Mark Bolan. Interesting story here, anecdote. I was in England 21 years ago. And this chick that lived down below my brother's apartment, lovely, fantastic, wonderful female that loved hearing my conversations and loved me talking a lot. Why didn't I stay with her? Who would know? Well, I wouldn't have had children. There you go. That's why. Anyway, she took me to Mark Bolt with it, where his car crashed. The Mini went into a top of a bridge in 1974, and you walk down under the bridge and there's all these beautiful trees, and all the fans that know where Mark Bolan's grave or death site was have hung little words and messages everywhere in the trees. It's just a beautiful spot. Highly recommend. Near Wimbledon, about 5 minutes out of Wimbledon, where he died, allegedly. I've never seen or heard Mark Bolan since. Mark Bolan was very close friends with David Bowie back in the day before they were selected to be, you know, the Tavistock crew said, you know, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. They hung out together and their manager had them painting. They used to paint together. And I always thought that would be a great movie to have David Bowie and Mark Bolan, rival painters. I think I've already said this before somewhere, God knows where, but there's an idea out there for you creative type. True story too, based on a true story, but they were definitely, so Bolan was he was picked early on the stage. He was a well-known model, used for mods. He was a mod model. There you go, mod model. So he dressed in the really sharp clothing and short hair. And Bowie was also, you know, they didn't know what they were going to do to use, what they were going to do for Bowie's part in the future, but he was a trained mime, and he was used to represent this whole trans agenda in 69. He did a ridiculous, the Laughing Gnome song when he was just playing this, the kind of music the English loved back in those days. It's kind of comedy songs, and the Laughing Gnome was Bowie before he became this space oddity, 42 pushing. They gave him his name. They waited for 2001 Space Odyssey to come out. David Bowman, they said, your name's not David Jones, it's David Bowie, and dressed him up as a woman. And he was probably paid a fortune back in the day to walk around wearing women's clothing and pretending to be a homosexual or bisexual when he was neither. He was had a baby. He was married to Angie. His handler guaranteed from America. I've already said this before, but I'll just reiterate this. So if you're listening to the Be Told shows in a concurrent way, you're probably hearing a repeat, but it's all good. Beautiful, the most beautiful evening out there at the moment. I'm completely surrounded by trees and bush, and there's a river across the road from me, which is relatively free of sharks at the moment. I can't hear any noises. But when you hear lots of splashing, that means that the mullets are getting chased by something bigger, and that bigger thing will be a bull shark. I already talked about this last episode of the Be Told. What else can I discuss? The Bacon essays. I tried to read it. It was a bit... Look, it's a bit over my pay grade to sit there reading Bacon's essays. I'd rather listen to someone else doing a show on Sir Francis Bacon. But here's another one. Like John Dee, he just didn't disappear off the scene. He retired. So you can go on historical sites and learn about John Dee. There's some really interesting things that could make a great TV show. He became a kind of like a... He was semi-retired, but he was kind of like a... Not a private detective, but he was doing... There was some stuff, if you look at British Historical Society, John Dee, and look up what John Dee got up to after he left the Queen's employment, he was around doing stuff. And same, Bacon did the same thing. Bacon went broke. He died bankrupt. He owed £20,000. And back in 16, whatever it was, or 15, whatever it was, you're listening to Be Told, 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 Told.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
What a wonderful... There was Joel talking over the top of himself singing. What a talent that man is. He can play the piano. There's a video out there of Rollo and him playing a piano together. These men are talented people, you're guaranteed to be told. This is Rick on the 10th of November. Remember the 10th of November the year of 2024. Now, what are my predictions? Is Trump going to get shot? No, I don't know that. I don't know, but they certainly are figuring that imagery out there, and I talked about this last night, but it didn't get recorded, so I'll talk about it again. What they've done, this is an exclusive here, since the JFK shooting in brackets or quotation marks, they've managed to turn a huge amount of the population into people that want the president to get shot, as opposed to in 63, didn't want the president to get shot. So now chemical spell has been cast over the years. And I suggested last night they use the song Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, very much full of voodoo drumming, which is it was studied by the man, Mr. Occult himself, Theo Adorno. Adorno was an expert at voodoo drumming, because drumming can do strange subconscious things to you. Yes, it can. And so you've got this song. So in the song Sympathy for the Devil, where he's singing, I am Satan, and I'm Lucifer, and I'm telling you that all these things. And in it he says, after all, who shot the Kennedys? Or he says, who shot the Kennedys? After all, it was you and me. Now, as I said last night, I was nowhere near Dealey Plaza in 1963. I wasn't even born. So Mick Jagger was assuming and making the aspersion that everyone listening to the song shot the Kennedys, Robert and Jack. No. And were they even shot in the first place? I mean, there's so many weird stories about both of them. But I tend to now move. I've moved on from that. That Oliver Stone movie, I thought was this fucking joke of a film. I said, I'm more confused now after walking out of that cinema to see that. And Stone's amazing. Anyone with the name Stone, surname Stone, you can be told they're part of the Real Men Wear Aprons gang. Guaranteed. That movie made you more confused than you did when you walked in. You're guaranteed. Now, the Rolling Stones, they had this big, huge concert, Altamont, Mount Alta, the altar of the mountain. It was a ceremony. It was a ritual where this guy allegedly got stabbed as I was singing. This is the narrative, and this is the official story, the Sympathy for the Devil. The guy jumped on stage and the Hell's Angels stabbed him. Now, in the actual fact, so anyway, George Lucas was the man behind the camera when you watched that film. And so he was part of it. This is how you join up. We're talking about this tonight in the Bongversation. We're talking about the fraternities and stuff. And so I would hazard a guess that George Lucas was a member of one of those frats, the movie-making fraternities. And so he was there filming it. His payoff was, you know, we're going to do this big deal and you're going to become a billionaire very shortly, but we're going to do this old story of Star Wars, which is what it is, you know, the hero's journey. Nothing clever about it whatsoever. Not a fucking single thing clever about it, although the special effects were great and they used real models, et cetera, et cetera. Like 2001 Space Odyssey still looks good to this day. No CGI used. Not the new ones, though. Fuck them. And I've had to sadly go to see all those movies. But anyway, so back to Altamont, the altar on the mount. This guy got stabbed allegedly while singing. They were singing Sympathy for the Devil, the Hell's Angels. Now, Hell's Angels were set up by Mason. Sonny Barger was a 33-degree Mason, I do believe. And they go, you know, set up, guaranteed. So they were allegedly these guys protecting the Rolling Stones on the stage in Altamont. And this guy dies on stage. So it was a ritual put out there for you, a ritual guaranteed to be fucking told. But this song, Sympathy for the Devil, which wasn't actually the song that was played when he was stabbed, but they had to say that anyway. And Kenneth Anger was a good friend with Mick Jagger. I've already spoke about Kenneth Anger a lot, probably on Fakeologist, so it's going to be lost into the ether unless you're prepared to go back hundreds and hundreds of shows ago. But Kenneth Anger, he was a fairly high-level Satanist. He wrote those amazing books, Hollywood Babylon, really good, highly recommended, said that last show. I can remember that. So anyway, it's in the song, which you have heard, whether you like it so many times, and back in the background in your subconscious, after all, who shot the Kennedys? It was me and you and me. Or who shot? I shouted out, who shot the Kennedys? After all, it was you and me. There you go. That's the actual correct line of that song. And it wasn't you or me. It wasn't. It was a ritual, another ritual, just like Altamont, a ritual that you saw and got subconsciously inside your brain as part of this whole thing. And this is how we've been controlled. We've been controlled by this giant web of deception. And we've got the World Wide Web, www. All of this stuff, you know, internet, you know, connecting you up and giving you lots of good information, but also putting you in a web where you can be trapped by that giant spider. Interesting that It, the movie It, which we'll be discussing very shortly, I would hope, on the conversation, he turns into a spider towards the end. Very interesting that they'd have that symbolism. Spiders are also, I can talk, notice that another Satanist, Peter Jackson, although I say that, that's my aspersion, also have, for no reason, I don't believe it's in the book, Lord of the Rings, or is it, giant spiders, giant models of spiders that were made for that movie. So ones for It, you had ones for the TV movie It, and you had ones for It, Lord of the Rings, when they get trapped by these giant spiders. Very realistic spiders. I've already mentioned that as a conspiracy theory for the milking of adrenochrome possible. This is my high conspiracy theory hat that I'm wearing at the moment. I've suggested it before, that why would they build these giant accurate models of spiders other than terrorize little children somewhere and get their adrenochrome out of them? Because I do believe there is a adrenal thing that happens when you're frightened, and it may be harvestable. This is high level. This is, and sadly, the Q movement have taken this and spun it off into ridiculous land. You know, Hillary Clinton's eating people's faces and drinking it. So now adrenochrome, it's just like they go, oh, are you Q? Are you really? But no, there's a there. Kubrick brought it up with, you know, chrome was the main drink. And Velocet, not the producer, but Velocet, chrome and whatever the drinks and the movie and book, Clockwork Orange, big there. Big there. And furniture, that's the other thing that was in Kubrick's, they bring up, referring to, this could be an elitist term for useless people, is furniture. They're just furniture. That was in Lolita, and I do believe in, was kind of cross-referenced in Eyes Wide Shut, the use of furniture. And then there was that strange furniture company that got exposed as being shipping kids around. There's a big there. And has it been spun off like they do? This is what they do, is that when once anything that's true is released, they quickly throw all this manner of bullshit over the top to make you go, oh, so obviously that's just a Q thing and it's fake. It doesn't exist. Like deep underground military bases, they exist. They exist, but no one's going around rescuing kids from them. That's a fuck. You tell me how you can get through a military grade protection area without getting machine gunned. You cannot do it. There's no such thing as military deep underground military bases being attacked by the white hats. That is just part of a Q narrative, spinning off truth. Now I remember seeing some of these big military underground bases on. That's incredible. Was it That's Incredible? No, it was. Another show that used to be an American 60s show, It's Amazing or whatever. I forget it was a host. It was a show, and they went and showed you these mountains that were hollow, literally, with the military have turned them into giant bases. They are all over the place. Canberra is right now in Canberra, in the capital of Australia, the building where the politicians live goes down 30 different levels. It's a giant underground bunker, probably full of enough food and sustainable things and gas and batteries to last for many years. That's a fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. And these are all over the place. They've hollowed out mountains everywhere to do for some kind of nefarious mean. Yes, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and yes, I do believe there could be a way if they want to really cull the population. The people that are meant to be go down these bases for 3 years, just like the movies have told you this, the Maze Runner. Go and watch the Maze Runner 1, 2, and 3. It's all in there, all these Hollywood, the same stuff. The elites go underground, they burn or poison the air that they know it's going to regrow back again, spray DDT over an entire country. It will die, but it will all come back to life again after about, 6 months, 7 months. So they could do that. And would they like to do that? I would say they would. I'm sad to say there are baddies out there, and you're not part of the future. If you're listening to this sort of thing, you're not part of the future. Unless it's the Asia listening in, I'm sure they do. They might be, but not the useless eaters that are forced to listen to this garbage that I'm saying. I'm saying critical information, I should say. The people that run those organisations, the families that are involved, the matrix family, the all interbred, all those actors that you see on TV, the famous, a lot of them are all related. A lot of the politicians are all related. There's a certain bloodline out there they want to keep back into the future. I think, having been through 40-something years of conspiracy theory plus 10 years before that as a child into UFOs, there's definitely a big there with those underground bases. In the future, they could be putting people down them, scorching the earth, and they'll come back up again and start again. Now, this happened. This is like that troglodyte thing that Glenn Keely and Alan Watt both talked about back in the day. They arrive, they come back out of the ground, and they restart again. They reset, and that's why everyone's doing research. Why do you do something researching? You're not. If you're researching, it means you already found it, and you have to go find it again. You're researching for it. That's why the word research is a weaponized word. I think Keely and Watt, one of them came up with it first, but there's a there. Oh, there's a beautiful ginger cat to my property. Why don't you come and adopt it? Come here and I'll adopt you. Come on. No, it's going to keep going. I'm missing one. I'd like one more cat. I want a cat that eats rats, and I would like one to appear sooner rather than later. Anyway, I probably ended up on that note, but what an interesting conversation I just had then. And so you're definitely Keely and Watt, another interesting conversation to be had for future days. My favourite shows to relax to, still to this day, listening to Alan Watt's dulcet tones, chatting away about the Royal Institute of International Affairs and stuff like that. He doesn't mention nuclear bombs, though, unfortunately, which he should do, to reiterate that you don't have to worry about ever being a nuclear catastrophe, because there never was one and there's never going to be. But they've got poisons and they can burn things, so they don't need to have special mythical bombs to kill people. They can do things to the water supply, over the top of your head, do all sorts of things. And do you really think that they want you on the planet in the future? No, they don't like critical thinkers, unless you're related to them blood-wise. Be told. Anyway, on that note, I haven't even thought of a song. What could we play? A wonderful song to end on this note. I'll come up with it and I'll send it to Joel, and it'll be a lovely song. We'll get played at the end of this chat. But do yourselves a favour, and I said, stop. Do not be fearful, as I'm not. I have a 5G phone in my hand right now. Is it doing me harm? It could be, because I don't feel very well. I don't feel 100%. Is it my 5G phone doing it? Is it the Wi-Fi in my house doing it? Because I'm a total hypocrite, because I was on the 5G protest kind of organisations back in the day, and there I am holding one right now. So I obviously don't fear these things. I'm looking at the skies change colour now, and I'm not walking around with a mask on. I've got a... Yes, come on. Another black cat. All right, so thank you so much for listening. Be told number 11 or 12. And so there'll be a nice song. We'll start when I say goodbye, and I'll say goodbye right now. Goodbye.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice, the thing spinning. You have no choice.